Welcome to the Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere podcast. I am Shannon O'Hara, and I invite you to a completely new world of possibilities. Hello, everybody out there in the world. I'm so excited to be engaging with you and your life. And thank you so much for tuning in for Consciousness Anywhere and Everywhere. And today I have the utmost honor of having one of my most powerful, benevolent, miraculous, gorgeous friends, Katarina, with me again.
Hello. Yes, I'm here again.
So you guys will remember, and if you haven't gone to listen, I did a Does the Past Limit You podcast with Kat last year. And this year, Kat and I have something very special in the pipeline, which is that we're going to be co-facilitating a class this year. And it's a first for both of us.
Yeah, and it's coming up pretty soon. It's in Stockholm. It's in my hometown this summer in the beautiful Scandinavian light. And my body is getting excited too, just talking about it. So that's what we have in the pipeline. One of the things we have in the pipeline, yes.
So we're doing a body class, and I absolutely love that you're becoming a three-day body class facilitator. Those of you guys that don't know what we're talking about, obviously we're talking about an Access Consciousness class. And if you've been listening to my podcast at all, you would have heard there's been a lot of body conversations this last month. And this one is another step on that journey. So Kat, you're becoming a three-day body class facilitator, which is super exciting. And I loved something that you were talking to me about before we started recording today.
Yeah, about how bodies talk to bodies. Yeah. Mm. One of the most amazing things since I started to use Access tools is really how big part bodies really is of consciousness and of being. So, and one of the key things of that is that it's not, one thing is my body, and the other thing is how aware I become of bodies around me. I mean, my body has probably always been aware about bodies around me, but how aware I become of bodies around me and how there is this continuous interaction, energetic interaction between bodies where they have a conversation going on that most of us are oblivious to, but that keeps going on there.
Right. So let's talk about that conversations that bodies are having that most of us are oblivious to. Because I know I was, as I ran more of the Access body processes, there was this reality that began to emerge, which was consciousness. I started to gain more consciousness to what my body actually was and how it communicated, and that it is a living organism that I had little to no sensitivity, let alone awareness of its voice.
Yeah, and it is not just one of the things in the beginning, I remember, if I walked past somebody who had a pain in their back, yes, I can actually experience that. That was one part that if somebody was tired, I would get tired, or if somebody, all the things that they had going on in their body was kind of contagious in a way. So I would be aware of it too. And it was great when I started to be aware of that. And the part that took me a little longer, it's funny because it's we're focusing on negative. The part that took me a little longer is to realize that I could also perceive when bodies were happy or joyful, or even with the body processes, how a body process in the body classes, if they were running a body process on another body, my body could receive that as well.
Right. Right. And that's also something that when awareness of my body began to dawn on me, it was this joy that was bubbling through that I had been ignoring, repressing, suppressing, misidentifying.
Yeah.
And so the body processes really assisted me in gaining consciousness with bodies, having a body, what is a body, how do we make having a body ease, joy, and glory, and really awesome.
And another part that just when we are in the body process that I so enjoy with the body processes of Access are not just for people that consider themselves, you know, massage therapists or healers. The body processes, the way that Access uses the body processes, it's because you have a body, therefore you can do a body process. Like, as long as you have a body, you can actually run a body.
Well, and I wonder, I would even say, like the fact that you have a body means you do need these body processes.
Yeah, you both need them, and you can run them. Like, it's something that anybody who has a body can run a body process, and anybody who has a body requires a body process. And it's there. It's like, it's there already.
I like how you just said a second ago, you said you both can run them. Did you mean the being, like us, our personalities, the being has verbal processing and then the body has body processes?
I don't know, but I think that's a great way of view.
That's how I heard it. And I thought, what a brilliant way of putting it. Cause it's like, what I think is so stellar, spectacular, fortunate, superior, to be perfectly honest, about the methods, the modalities of Access is that we don't just have processes to expand your consciousness, the being, like we can handle your feelings, we can handle, you know, traumas from previous experiences, I mean, et cetera, like the list is just endless. But we also have processes that, number one, access your body's consciousness, sort of like deprogram stuff that's been done to bodies to make them work in a certain way that isn't about accessing infinite energy or consciousness. And then through those processes, I've actually, like, my whole experience of life and living has completely transformed.
Yeah. And that's, and again, just like, you know, when we look at access verbal processes, a lot of them, they're not logical. They're not, like, you don't necessarily always, you can't really figure out.
It's a really different way of.
Yeah, it's a very different way of accessing energy. And it's the same thing with the bodies. They're not always, yes, my knee hurts and therefore I'm going to hold my hand there. They are also so much, they go so much kind of wider, deeper, everywhere in a way that you can't really explain logically. And you can't put it in a...
I've got an interesting story about that one, about logic and the body processes. My husband, and any of you guys listening to this podcast might know, my husband is also in Access, but he's had his own journey and he's been going through his process of changing his life, getting more conscious. What does that look like? How does that actually happen? And the other day we were talking about the kids. He has two kids from a previous marriage. And we were talking about them traveling with us, and his daughter especially is coming on actually like a big, like 7-week traveling around the world, coming to classes that we're both putting on. Like, so she's finally coming with us. And I started, and in the past I've tried to create with stuff, and the conversations usually led to like money arguments about how we were going to do that with the kids. And I caught it, and we were in bed the other morning and I caught it, and I was trying to address an energy about like, yeah, but how are we going to do this? Like, and in the past, we would have had a fight or I would have given up because it led to this really difficult energy with him. But I caught it and I said, hey, what's going on? And finally he realized, he goes, I just go so much into like what's hard or what's not possible with the money around this stuff. And I said, cool. So are you asking the universe to show you what's possible, or have you already decided that this is going to be hard and it's going to be too expensive and you can't afford it and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, well, that's where I'm going. And then I laughed and I said, that's so funny. I feel like I'm totally immune to that as an issue. And I caught myself say it and I went, bing, 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 immunity. And I remember, because it's now actually in the body process reference materials, there's a processes for accessing, for basically activating your immune system to the limitations of this reality. And I feel like I actually fully understood that process finally in that conversation with my husband. And I went, whoa, you need, and I went and I found the body process that he needs. And I had to go into the reference materials to find it. But thank goodness that I have that knowledge base and that we have these processes available to him. And I said, look, you need to run this process like 20 times. And he started, and as soon as we started talking about the body process, his whole universe, like literally psychologically shifted.
You know, what's so interesting with that is because if you look at it, your being don't need money. It's your body that requires the money to, you know, get clothes and food and everything. So the body the fact that that body process, the immunity, is actually run on the body makes so much sense, because it is the body that requires the money. As a being, you wouldn't require any of it, because you don't have a body to spend it on. So
just exactly
that, yeah, and that part I think is so overseen, because so much of what's out in the world, where we, you know, if you look at your money problems and you keep working with, you work a lot with your being or your brain or what mind, whatever different modalities are using, and your thought patterns and all of that. But really, if we look at it very bluntly, that the body is what requires the money, it makes so much sense that you would run a body process to actually get an ease and a peace with that, and then create from there. Now, that's brilliant. That's such a cool example. One of the times where when I really get this insight about how much our bodies are also, you know, taking this out of other bodies, is my mom was sick for a long time, and she passed away last summer. And in the end, she had an enormous amount of morphine in her body against the pain. So when I went there to visit her, I would get so tired. I would get so immensely tired. And my daughter, who was with me, she would also get very tired. So we could spend like a day there. And then on the way home, we would just sit on the train, because she lived like 40 minutes with the train away from us. And we would like fall asleep on each other. And it took me a long time to realize that my body was actually, it was literally taking out morphine out of her body. Like it was doing that. And I found this body process about dissipating the drugs out of your body. And I started to run this every time I went to visit my mom. And literally my body learned, instead of just taking the morphine in and keeping it in there, it learned, and it sounds afterwards self-evident, but my body learned to, you know, dissipate it instead out of my body. And I had so much more ease to be present for her, and I could be a greater contribution to her than I was sitting yawning, kept like falling asleep beside her.
Well, so let's talk about that, because the statement about your body pulling the drugs out of her, about out of your mother's body, this thing about how our bodies do these things, they facilitate these miracles, I feel like that's a conversation that's very unhad in the world.
Yeah, and it's funny, because you'd think, so because I'm logical, I would think, so maybe I shouldn't be taking, you know, maybe she needs the drugs or whatever. But my sense with my body is that it naturally likes to contribute to bodies around it. I don't know if all bodies are like that, but my body naturally. And so in the sense with my mom, it probably continuously tries to, I don't know, to ease whatever's going on for that body.
And well, this, I think, segues into a much bigger conversation about what the body is. And I analogize it to like what you just said about how your body likes to take care of or contribute, excuse me, to other bodies around it. I think that's a perfect way of saying it. And what I've seen is that nature functions like that. Hmm. And our bodies are actually made of the exact same materials as nature and literally all of the planets in our celestial solar system. Like our bodies are organisms of the earth and the universe, and that's not airy fairy woo woo, that's scientific.
Yeah, when I started to use the access tools, I was kind of like a brain on legs. I did not have a lot of
I just got such a visual. I loved that. That was so cool. It was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And way too true.
How many people can relate to that? It's sort of like you're this big head and the body is like this non-reality.
Yeah. And the thing that had been made valuable my whole life from my family too was my brain. My brain, like that I was smart, funny, like all that. But all of that comes from my brain. It didn't necessarily.
And how many people out there listening to this can relate to that? It's like, does your head, your thinking, your logic get the lion's share of the priority in your life? And does your body ever get a say in the creation of life and the choices that you make?
And that, exactly that, is one of the greatest gifts that I've been given through using these tools. Like it's truly my body becoming part of my life, my body becoming part of what I choose from, what I enjoy really, and what I can be that I'm no longer just a brain and legs. It's one of the greatest shifts of my whole reality. And that it, the fact that I'm even becoming a body class facilitator, and I've been working towards that for a long time, is since I can see how the beauty and the miracle, but also just it's missing in the whole world. If people were willing to have the body, if part of what they were being, creating in the world and choosing from, the world will look completely different.
Completely different. And can you, everybody listening to this now, it's like, imagine with us for a moment what a world full of happy bodies would be like.
And yeah. And really, like that, a world full of happy bodies and a world where the choices of what we were creating for the future and what kind of lives and world and societies and realities we were creating would have the body included in that.
And I think that a lot of the disconnection from the body, I'll just call it disconnection from the body, which is what we see reflected in living in the head or prioritizing thought over sensation. I mean, I think you hear that thing a lot out in the world too about like follow your heart. And I think that's actually people's way of trying to engage with the body as a part of life. But it's not just about the body or just about the head. It's really including both. And it's the disconnection from the body that I'm going to posit straight up is killing the earth. People's lack of consciousness, connection, engagement with the body disconnects their willingness to even look at what's going on the planet, let alone sense it through their bodies.
And it's like what you were saying, the bodies are part of nature, they're part of the universe, and they're part of all of that, which basically means that if they were willing to have a connection or to have the body being part of who they were, they would be connected to the universe. It even comes back to when people keep looking for the meaning of life. Like that, it's very hard to find, you know, what is the meaning of life if you're only functioning from the brain, since the brain or the mind or whatever doesn't have...
It doesn't receive.
It doesn't receive, yes. And that, oh, and all of this when we're talking with... I'm so glad you got in there, because all of this is a lot of the way the body function is our receiving mechanism. It's like where we can receive.
And that's one of the superpowers of the body is receiving, which is actually what the BARS, which is the first body process, and then all the other body processes are designed to do, is to teach us and our bodies how to receive again.
Yeah. And I've been running these one-day body process classes, and a lot of times the body process that we're going to run, it has no explanation. It isn't even described. And it says just to experience the energies in class, because it's about receiving. The brain doesn't even need to be involved.
In fact, if the brain is involved, it might thwart the receiving of
exactly.
the body.
Yeah, it'll limit it somehow, because so many times we limit what we receive because we can only really receive what we've decided we can receive in whatever way it's supposed to be. And anything that we add there will then like make the box smaller. Well, if you don't describe it, the body is allowed to receive whatever energies that's available.
Yes. So it's huge. And the possibility of the body and consciousness and with the body processes is quite frankly like totally uncharted territory. And I laugh all the time because I came to this lifetime. I started wanting consciousness and something different quite early on as a young person. And I didn't really realize it till I got much older. But even as a young person, I was like, kill me. Like, let's change the world or kill me. Like, I can't do this normal thing. And I didn't really know what was going on. I just knew it wasn't working. And I'm really lucky because I was exposed to these amazing tools really early on. And so I started using them, and I realize now, like looking back, I didn't just come to this lifetime accidentally wanting to get more conscious. Like I've been seeking and searching and slogging through the mush of anti-consciousness and unconsciousness for lifetimes, looking for a way of something different.
If I look back, it's interesting because we are talking since this is about bodies. So I've been a dreamer my whole life. I always wanted to change the world. I started, you know, peace organizations, you know, as part of all this. Like, it's always been the main target. It's always like, how do I change this world? This world obviously doesn't work. People are not kind, or people, there are wars here. And the thing that really has allowed me to know that it's possible is when I came into contact with the tools of consciousness, like the access tools, and really when my body got involved, because it was kind of like,
yeah, me too.
It was kind of more like a Don Quixote fighting before, because since I was only doing it logically with my brain, it didn't have that.
It doesn't engage with the physical world.
Exactly. And now with the body involved, it with the body actually is, you know, sometimes the guide to move forward.
I love the way you're putting that, because it's like, and how have we been taught by religion and other spiritual modalities or whatever? It's like, how much info really is there about gaining consciousness through the body versus getting rid of the body as the way to be a conscious being?
And that, so I would also say that that's also where some of the like nearly disillusion comes from, because there's so many people in the world that really are seeking something greater, seeking a different way of being in the world, seeking a different way of changing the world that they can't really seem to find. So they keep seeking. And this involving engaging the body in that process and allowing it to guide you, for me, it's given me a completely different way. In the body process, it's like you say, the bars is the first body process, but every single body process that I run or that is run around me when I facilitate, it increases kind of like the energetic space where I can function. And I cannot describe it in words. Like, I cannot define it.
I actually think you just did a very good job of describing it, but it's difficult to understand what that means until you experience it.
Oh, and that's so true too. So that is one of the things I really would like to say, because when I was a brain and legs, I could never even imagine that I could work with bodies or work with energies. When I started to run the bars many, many years ago, I think nearly 10 years ago now, I didn't feel energy. I had no idea where to put my fingers. I was like, okay, maybe I put them like a millimeter here, and I was trying to get it right. So I was also very conscious. Like, I would have liked people to mark the spots on the head with a red pen so I could get the exact right spot. And it took me a while to even perceive those energies. And today I would say that energy is my first language. Where, even though I am actually quite brilliant with words, energy is still like, that's where I get what's actually true. That's where I get what actually is congruent. So if I, as a brain of legs, could, you know, get access to this whole world of energies and bodies, I would really like, because I truly get that there's so many people that could be like me, bring the legs out there. And I would like to just invite people to start experiencing, like, just get started, just because it is for you. It's not just for people who think they are healers or amazing with energies or amazing with bodies. This is for everyone. This is not in any way.
Well, it's if you have a body, this is for you.
Yes, that's, I think we could add that. If you have a body, this is for you. And it can create something that truly changes the way you function in life.
And it's truly a new frontier, this possibility in this conversation of the energetic engagement. And I liked how you said that energy is your first language. I would agree with that statement. It's through using these tools, especially the body processes, that's allowed me to understand energy, which, and I don't mean understand in terms of the head's vocabulary. I mean, understand that energy is what's going on here in life. And if you're intelligent with the energy, you have so many more advantages and capacities that no one talks about.
And it's, I think, again, you know, when you said the thing about the heart, follow your heart, that's really, it's the same. It's like people, it's kind of like how we crudely are trying to say, hey, you know, tap into your body or listen to the energies, or intuition is another way. Like, intuition is really usually people that are willing to be more aware about energy. So they have an intuition, you know, that your stomach feeling or whatever it's called in English, that's a lot of that is energies. And the more aware you're willing to be with energies and with how they show up in your body, the better you can navigate this whole world. So let's talk about
some of the stuff that bodies are capable of that nobody talks about. Like you stated earlier about pulling the drugs out of your mom.
Yeah.
And the thing about bodies talking to other bodies, like who talks about that, you know? And
I think it's also different than you think. So my daughter had like a headache for about a month, and she goes to school and she needs to do a test. And then her headache got worse and worse. And she even had to go home. She's got a migraine. And I kept asking questions. The natural thing for a 16-year-old that everybody goes to, she's stressed out. It's just like a anxiety headache, you know, but I kept asking consciousness in her body to show me what was really up. And I finally, one day, I was talking to her when it came after 1.5 hours, and then we were watching something on an iPad, and she said the headache came back, and suddenly my body said, ice, it's her ice. Mm-hmm. And from there, from that awareness that our bodies basically were kind of like checking out different things together, because she didn't know it was her eyes, right? She had a slight dislocation of the eyes, so they didn't work well together. So she now has a prisma, and she doesn't have the headaches anymore. But the point is, the body won't talk like a voice in your head. It will show you something. No, but I think a lot of people think that. They're asking their body, and then
the body sort of does. Yeah, but the body's vocabulary is like burps, farts, coughs.
Yeah.
You know. And
awarenesses. The body is often much more aware even than you are. And so the body will show you things. You have to, it's kind of like when I'm sure you've talked about this many times on this podcast, like how when we ask questions, we're not really looking for a concrete answer. We're looking for the awareness that will show up with the question. It's the same thing when we talk to bodies, that we're looking for the awareness that the body can give us about whatever is going on. And it will point to things. Like it will show up in the strangest day. It's sometimes even like, I've noticed that sometimes people get hurt so that the body can get your attention to a certain part of the body that actually requires assistance in mm-hmm. different ways.
Right.
So,
and that's just to name a few
things
that you and I have observed. You know, I have had stomach, quote unquote, issues for a lot of my life. And I mean, like, having pain in my stomach, digestion issues, which I think a lot of people can relate to. And I, years ago, was in Australia, and I was probably jet lagged because I was up like before the sun, but I was standing in the kitchen of the house I was staying at. And all of a sudden I had this like tension come into my stomach, and I had been doing enough access for long enough that finally I was able to like catch, like I knew it wasn't there a second ago and now this is there. Where did that just come from? So I asked a question, which is one of the primary tools in access, like question. Where did that just come from? And instantly I heard down the street faint voices, and I got this download in like a flash of a second that my body was giving me information about these two men that were talking out in the driveway down at the end of the block. And I went, Jesus, my body is so aware, so quickly, so far beyond my logical understanding of experience of life. And if I don't acknowledge these awarenesses, it's just going to get worse and worse.
And I think this is a key too. So sometimes it's nearly like we're taught so backwards in the beginning. So we're kind of taught to avoid the awarenesses because we think if we were aware of them, we would be kind of more stuck in them or we would not be able to change them.
Yeah.
But actually, this is one of the things that you said is such a key, because once you're aware of it, it usually can go away. It's an awareness. The awareness is sometimes all that's required to acknowledge the awareness you have, and then it can go away.
Instead
of the opposite, where we're trying to avoid, like we're trying to pretend we don't have a stomach ache or a headache or whatever, because, you know, what if what if I became aware that it was something awful? Or what if I became aware and I couldn't do anything about it? But what if you just, what if it's just an awareness to acknowledge? And this is, I think this is one of the more sad parts about not knowing that your body communicates continuously with you through these awarenesses, because instead you think there's always something wrong with it, but it's just talking to you in different ways.
Yeah. And what I've gained through the gift of awareness is, and I think awareness can be, it gets like a really bad rap. It's somehow awareness has became like this big villain in the universe, which I think is interesting, but I'm really grateful that I grew up in an awareness, like awareness isn't wrong. The majority of my growing up was in awareness isn't wrong. Like, what are you aware of universe?
Yeah.
And that allowed me to, like, when I acknowledged, when my body showed me that awareness with those men, you know, at sunrise talking down the street, I went, wow, okay, that's a level of speed of awareness that I didn't realize existed before. So my body was giving, educating me about energetics and awareness. And I started to really dive into that awareness since then, because stomachs, my body seems to like to communicate with me a lot through my guts. There's like a lot going on in my guts. Some people get it in their head more. Some people get it in their feet. I mean, I just, my body, there's a lot of communication there. And I'll be walking around in the city and I'll notice that my stomach is just like heavy, tense, not ease, joy, and glory. And I'll go into question, okay, what am I aware of, body? What information are you giving me? And it is just down hundreds of downloads of where that person's functioning from, how much judgment that person has, how much anger that body's dealing with, how sick the earth is right there. It's, and it goes on and on and on. And that's enough to stop most people. That's overwhelming. That's too much. I don't know how to deal with that. And so one of the tools that we give for that is, would an infinite being not know how to handle this?
Yeah. And, or is it yours? All the different, there's so many tools that actually are very applicable also on the body that we use for, you know, for more brain mind oriented facilitation. And one of the things about when you say about walking around in the city, that I've noticed, because I am so aware of all the bodies and the people when I walk around. So if I go shopping and there's a certain amount that my body is happy to be, and then my body actually would like to go home. Like, yeah, it really is telling me, hey, go home now. And just to use my daughter again, she is very aware. She says, Mom, I think you're at the point where we need to go home now. And I'm like, yes, you're correct. Like now, and she can perceive that. She's been with me long enough. So she can perceive exactly at the moment where I go kind of over that threshold of what is, what makes my body happy. And I really, at that point, I'm honoring now to my body. And I'm like, okay, so we've had enough for today. So we can go home now. And when you know that and you teach your body that, yes, I will listen to you and I will go home at a certain point, that has given my body more ease to, you know, just have an ease with being there, because it also knows I will listen now. It took a while, but now I will listen and I will go home. So it's like you're creating a friendship with your body where, you know, for a long time, maybe you didn't listen to it, but if you start listening to it and you start actually acting on the awareness you get, you will get like a better relationship with your body. And that will also create something greater.
And that's what's so cool about getting that better relationship with your body is then all of a sudden these things become available with the body that weren't available before, like pleasure, like sensation. Mm. And what I've noticed is the more that I've listened to my body, as you call it, and that willingness to have a better relationship with the body, my body came out of being like this painful reality into a pleasurable reality. Even when I'm walking around the city and I'm sensing all that stuff that is not yummy, oftentimes what I've recognized is that what's underneath all that yucky in my body is pleasure. Mm-hmm. And it's that willingness to have that pleasure in my body that is even like moving into the orgasmic energies, that's this constant possibility that very few people choose and is around, and if it is available, you're supposed to hide it, and da da da. And then that, of course, opens us up to a much larger conversations about what is the body's domain and reality, and is that really permitted in society?
In the levels that you're saying, like under there is that orgasmic energy, because if you really look at it, your body, that's more of the natural state of the body. So when mm-hmm. you're not, when you just say, I'm just aware of all these other people and what mm-hmm. they're making their reality right now. And again, if we go back to the beginning, like what if a majority of those people, if they were willing to be aware that they're aware of all these other things going on, would also have access to this joy in their body, or more of joy in their body, and more of, it's kind of like if you're in a room in a body class, for example, if you're in a body class in a room with bodies that have access to this joy and this pleasure and all of that, it will also show you how easy it is to be there. It will give you, like, the body class, it's one of the most enjoying classes I go to, because there is that underlying orgasmic, joyful energy, even if it can be very intense sometimes, because you are also, the bodies are also inspired by each other, just like when you're walking in the city and you get all the yuck some bodies are aware of. When you're with bodies who are willing to have the joy, your body also gets access to it, and it shows your body that that is a reality too. This is a reality. So the bodies kind of help each other, even
absolutely
through that.
Yeah, and I've had to actually, and I've had to recognize a lot in my facilitation too, that my body was facilitating the class as well. Like I used to, like maybe like a year and a half ago, I would leave class at the end of the day and I would just be like, my back would hurt, I would be fatigued. It was just not fun in my body. And I went into a lot of question for a long time about it. And I finally realized I was actually like barriering or not offering my body as a source of facilitation in my classes. And as soon as I allowed my body to participate and contribute without judgment, like I had to stop judging a lot. Oh my God, the facilitation got better. The results in the transformation in the classes was more dynamic. I was happy. My body was happy. So
It is really interesting how the body, you're so correct. Like the body is so much part of the facilitation. And one of the things I've noticed is, so a body class has a pretty free form facilitation when it comes to the words. So there's all kinds of body processes running. And in the 1 day body process classes, everybody runs the same process in the morning and the same in the afternoon. And it's very clear that the questions coming up are quite related, strangely, to, you know, the body process, whatever body process it is. So I would say a lot of times it's the bodies that are asking the questions that come out of the mouth. And then we all like have this exploration, even though the body process is just running, you know, they're just like, it's a very easy thing. You put your hands on the body. That's basically how a body process is run. It's not very complicated. So there they are running the body process, but the conversations and the facilitation goes on kind of come from the bodies, and they're always very relevant to whatever process it is we're running, and they're very different. Like it's completely different energies, completely different conversations depending on which body process that it's on. So I like that. Like it's kind of like a body being facilitation going on continuously in these classes that we couldn't have got to if the bodies weren't involved as much as they are.
Yeah. And what else is available?
Yeah,
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and what would be like if we all had our bodies as our best friends and guides, like where could we head? What could we create in the world? So.
And how does it get better?
And how does it get any better than that? And, you know, what could we explore that we haven't even started? I got very excited about that question. This is an unexplored,
New territory for sure.
New frontier.
And it's each and every one of you guys out there that show up for these body processes that makes this energy, this possibility, this consciousness of the body like more available in the whole universe. And so you are a source. Your body is a source. And if your body's been in pain, if you've had a lot of judgment with your body, or if like, you know, that's like worst case scenario, disease, best case scenario, you have like quite an easy relationship with your body because the scope is quite varied. I know that if you come and you learn this stuff, the pain, the suffering, the disease, the difficulty will be hugely transformed. And I know that's a big claim, and this is not to challenge the world. This is to invite people to a new possibility.
And I get that it will change somehow. That's like the key, that there will be a some kind of change will occur, something different will occur by learning this. And that's then how it shows up, that's going to be different from person to person. And also what you were saying about everybody coming is bringing, because everybody coming is a unique being and a unique body. So everybody coming has the capacity of unlocking or discovering something new with the help of this, like energetic body process, the new language that we learn. So you are a gift just by showing up. It's very true.
So wherever you are out in the world, we're here. We're going to be, Katarina and I are going to be doing our class in July in Sweden. There are other body process facilitators out in the world facilitating classes everywhere all the time. There are quite a few of us, and the processes are a gold mine for your life and for your body. So please check out what is available. And if you enjoyed this conversation, Kat and I look forward to playing with you. Bring your brave, amazing body and whatever it is, what else is possible. Anything else, Kat?
No, just that they are, you're welcome just as you are. Body being, bring your body. That's the important part. Bring your body and show up and see where we can go.
So how do your bodies get any better than this? Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show. My target is to make consciousness easy to find and choose. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes and share this with somebody who you know who might be looking for more consciousness in their life. You can visit me on shannon-o'hara.com or talktotheentities.com. And to learn more about the amazing tools of Access Consciousness, you can visit accessconsciousness.com and be sure to subscribe to the podcast.